From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's your Now in the News update. Hamas says it's open to a ceasefire deal with Israel, but only if Israel withdraws its forces from the Palestinian territory. Israel continues to pound Hamas targets in Gaza to end rocket attacks as three more rockets from Lebanon fell in northern Israel on Wednesday. They landed harmlessly, though, in open fields. And European nations that rely on Russia for natural gas are spending another cold winter day with no heat as a gas dispute between Russia and neighboring Ukraine drags on. Russia gas hasn't been shipped to Europe through the Ukraine in more than a week. Russian and Ukrainian leaders blame each other for that. Moscow is now urging European officials to come to Moscow for a weekend summit on this crisis. The former police officer accused of shooting an unarmed suspect at an Oakland train station is now behind bars charged with murder. Johannes Meserle was picked up in Nevada on a homicide warrant issued in California. The 27-year-old has waived his extradition hearing and will return to California soon to face murder charges. 22-year-old Oscar Grant was killed on New Year's Day. Meserle resigned days after the shooting, and the incident has led to violent protests since then. Steve Jobs announced on Wednesday that he'll be taking a leave of absence. In a memo to his employees, he said that he'll be taking a medical leave because his health issues are more complex than originally thought. Right now, his absence is till the end of June. He says he plans to still remain involved in major decisions. And actor Ricardo Montalban has passed away on Wednesday. According to a family spokesperson, he has been in declining health for days and died peacefully in his home in Los Angeles. He was most famous for his role in Fantasy Island as well as Planet of the Apes and Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He was 88 years old. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone.